progress tests 4 to 6. Exercise 1. Listen to a woman giving a talk on a radio show about starting her own business.
And today we're joined by Eleni Lukas, who's going to tell us how she started her own business. Eleni, thanks for coming in. So, where did you get the idea of starting your own business?
Well, I've always enjoyed making things. When I was about 17, I read a really interesting online article about a teenager who makes and sells her own clothes. I didn't think any more about it until one weekend I went shopping for a bag. To cut a long story short, I couldn't find anything I liked, so I decided to make my own. I suddenly remembered that story and thought to myself, well, if she could do it, so can I. Loads of my university friends admired the bag and asked where it was from. One of the professors loved it too. When I told them all I'd made it myself, they were really impressed and suggested I should start making bags and selling them. That's when I began thinking seriously about starting my own business. But I wanted to finish uni too, so I knew I'd need a bit of help from my family. They were the people who really made me believe I could do it.
Right.
I worked most weekends to make enough bags to sell at a local shopping fair in June. I'd just missed a big fair in Sydney in May. It was hard work, and by the time the shopping fair came round, I was exhausted. But I got the energy from somewhere. I remember that day well. I had a small table and I sat on a box beside it from early morning, waiting for people to arrive. I wasn't at all nervous and I soon got chatting to customers. There was nothing to worry about anyway because the whole lot were gone by lunchtime. So that's how Bags of Beauty was born, and business has just got better since. There's competition, obviously, but I think the reason I do okay is that no two bags are the same. You won't end up with the same bag as your friend. I try to use a mix of dark and bright colours and do a range of sizes too. One thing I did find difficult was managing the business. Making the bags was the easy part, but my dad helped out a lot. He's a businessman himself, so he knows what he's doing. He gave me great advice about pricing and when to offer customers discounts. And Mum was great when it came to advertising. She's got lots of experience with that. And I really couldn't have done the whole thing without her advice.
And how's it all going for you now?
Well, I've completed university and I'm going to travel a bit. Not because I need a holiday, but because it'll give me great ideas to grow my business. I'm actually flying out to India next week. I plan to sell online this year too, and I hope to rent a small shop in the high street next year. My advice to anyone thinking of starting their own business is to do it. If you have good ideas and a nice strong product, all you need then is to really want to succeed. The main thing is to believe in yourself. A bit of luck also helps, of course. I'm so pleased that I believed in myself and took that first step.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.